Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Peter Sackler, who is the CEO of Solution Spark. Peter, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Peter, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. And thank you for including me in this great series. I think it brings incredible insight to the marketplace. So thank you for that. And 17 years, congratulations, by the way, on New Leaf. This is a short format today. So I'm going to try to keep this at a strategic level with some examples rather than getting into the weeds. First, starting with an introduction, I'm Pete Sackler. Long career working in some of the best advisory services in the world at major law firms early in my career. Then with Deloitte for a good bit of time, KPMG, and most recently CBRE. I'm not only focused or have experience in large organizations, but I also have an entrepreneurial spirit, having started two businesses and led a 10-person consulting firm to growth. So, but today I'm consulting, I have consulting services through my company, working with businesses of all sizes, helping them adapt to the new world that we're sitting in today, very complex, and to engage employees through innovative talent and learning development, and then employee experience in particular, investments and then experience, both of them matter. I've recently added the category, by the way, of leader experience as a focus area, given the burnout I'm seeing at management levels across organizations. But now on to Paul's ask. I've mentioned some areas where I believe wise investments, and I use that term carefully, are most needed to create resilience in this volatile talent marketplace that we're in. I think at a high level, many businesses should reassess their talent investment strategies, assuming they have one, or at the very least, stress test them with current models, because we all need to adapt. In that stress test, I'd look carefully at key areas like work anywhere models, investments that you're making in career development, now the number one reason why people are leaving or switching companies, and how you partner with your employees on creating an effective end-to-end experience. Through methods like engagement and immersive learning curriculum, strength-based performance management that include career development, et cetera, I think you can quickly begin to develop a reputation as an employer of choice if you apply those investments carefully. I also love finding smart people who can take complex ideas and winnow them down to one or two sentences. Richard Branson, love this guy. He's really great at it. Here's one quote that I think applies to what I'm talking about here. Train people well enough so they can leave. Treat them well enough so they don't want to. Both sides of that coin are really important, I believe. Sorry. I also believe that organizations, regardless of their size, that lean into listening to their employees as much as they do their clients will become known in the talent marketplace and will improve their bottom lines. Having led Deloitte University and then doing the same with KPMG and their Lakehouse project, I know the impact of measured investments and what they can have on your talent brand and your profitability. Typically, though, while some of these investments like immersive learning programs or extra or bespoke talent rewards may seem expensive, when you do the math, trust me, targeted investments pay off. Your people will be more productive while they're with you. They'll have a chance at career growth with you, and they'll speak highly of you when they leave. And they will leave and become brand ambassadors. And that's something you just can't get through a marketing program. Here are some examples of the kinds of investments I'm talking about, starting with employee experience. I would consider getting rid of the 20 to 40 minute annual engagement survey and institute an open channel system to encourage timely feedback and share the actions that you're taking. Listening only matters if you do something with the information. Otherwise, they'll stop talking. Consider also constituting a regular recurring advisory committee that helps shape the engagement and the employee experience. Involve them in the process that you're not missing anything that way. And then secondly, from a talent development perspective, focus learning dollars on immersive technical learning. Immersive technical learning, not the kind of technical learning that's check the box. And then use curated career development paths. Implementing career development programs will guide employees and their managers on the question, how do I get there? Often the question is asked, how do I get to the next level? How do I get over in that part of the organization? And there's no path for those individuals. So finally, another example, assess the effectiveness of your onboarding program. And if it's not already in place, create an onboard coaching program. These one-to-one relationships go a long way towards enabling or towards helping new talent navigate your company and understand the culture. The key is to enable the onboarding coaches, though. So often they're just not given the time or the opportunity to provide that kind of coaching. So look carefully at that. And then finally, I'll wrap it up this way. When you consider the cost of unwanted attrition and the impact it has on profitability and brand, these types of investments, again, tailored to your culture, they just make sense. So I hope I was able to answer your question and all of that, Paul, and I'll turn it back to you.
Peter, that's so useful. Thanks so much for your very clear and pragmatic approach to what can be seemingly a complex process around people. But I really love that crystal clear clarity there. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the free events that we do on a regular basis. And specifically, we do have the State of Learning webinar coming up at the end of the quarter. So, Peter, can I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely. High five.
Thanks ever so much, Peter, for your time today.
You're very welcome, Paul. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.